Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the Selfagavsi people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
We recognise all the self-advocacy has done their hard work over the years and are still working hard today. The ones upstairs have already done their bit. Grant human rights for all people with disabilities.
Hello and welcome to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 8:55 AM, 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au.
Today's show is about International Day of People with Disabilities, and our topics today, a happy, safer, inclusive future for all. I'm Simo, and with me today is...
Louise, I'm from Haverside Bendigo.
My name is Amanda, and we're involved with so many... groups, and that includes subcommittee on right and the foundation member of Raising Our Voices. That's a short story in a small box.
I'm Sky, and I've been involved with New Wave Gippsland for a long time, and do lots of advocacy work around disability and sexuality.
Hi, I'm Cameron, and I'm a member for Rainbow Rights, an advocacy self-advocacy group, and the representative of the VSAND committee.
Hi, my name is Janet Curran, and I am the coordinator of VSAND, the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. I am also a member of PEACE, which is Power and Culture and Equality, and we are a group of people run by and for people with disability from non-English-speaking backgrounds.
I'm Chris from Haverside Bendigo.
And I'm James from many self-advocacy groups.
Hey.
Today we are here to talk about what it means for people with disability to have a happier, safer, inclusive future. We will find out what self-advocacy think needs to change to make that happen and who needs to change it.
So, Janet, what does VSAND stand for?
Thank you, Sky, for your question. VSAND stands for the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. And VSAND is a network of 18 self-advocacy groups in Victoria, and we run campaigns every year.
And what has VSAN been working on?
So last year it was ongoing funding for self-advocacy. This year it's disability is not a target. So it's around violence against people with disability. It's the fact that people with disability experience more violence than if you don't have a disability. And by the age of 15, 65% of people with disability have experienced violence. And of those, if you have an intellectual disability, you're more likely to experience sexual violence by the age of 15. Yeah. So we've been planning a protest, and the protest is today. So come down to Parliament of Victoria on Spring Street at 11 o'clock, and we're going to be speaking up to end violence everywhere and speak up for respect and safety for people with disability.
Well done.
That's awesome, Janet.
Yes, well done, Janet.
Indeed. How can people stay safe out in the community?
Yeah. In the campaign, I've spoken to lots of different organisations, and the common theme has been that it's not only your responsibility to keep you safe, even though you do have a responsibility to keep you safe, yourself safe, but it's the community's responsibility to keep all everyone safe. So if we see violence and if we see something unsafe, it's very important, if it's safe to do so, to speak up about it, yeah? So it's called bystander action. So I think it's the responsibility of everyone.
Well done.
Yeah, because bystander, I've done some bystander training, and it's really important. You see it all the time. People, something's happening, and people just stand by and watch and not actually do anything about it. So it is really super important. That's to be good bystanders, to be able to speak up when something isn't right.
Yeah, and I think it's unhelpful when people say you shouldn't have been out at night, or you shouldn't have been wearing that, or you shouldn't have been doing this, or you shouldn't be doing that. It doesn't matter if you're out anywhere or doing anything, you should be safe everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right.
Absolutely.
Because people have a right to do whatever they like with,
Yeah, they do.
as long as it's within the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not responsible for someone else's bad behavior.
Correct.
So people with disabilities are not responsible for other people's bad behavior.
No, they're not. Can I add to that? As well as the bystander work, they can also let someone know that they trust so they can help them.
Yeah, so if
Cool.
you're going somewhere that you haven't been before, you could let someone that you trust know that you're doing that and that you're doing something that is new, and then you can have a, what do they call it? Help me out, people.
You can have an idea strike, like a
Yeah, a
strike.
safety plan, that's it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's it.
thank you.
All right.
So it's a safety plan.
You can learn how to do self-defense.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Chris.
Lance, if you're able to do that, there are some people who can't learn self-defense.
Yes, that's it.
What should happen to make it safer in the community?
Well, we've had a petition running throughout the campaign, and a part of those demands have been maybe set up a service especially for people with disability that have experienced violence, because when you're a person with a disability that has experienced violence, there's other things that people have to consider. Like it might be like a service, or it might be like a carer or someone in power. So that's a bit complex. We are saying that there needs to be a special service to help people that have experienced violence, like victim survivors, to help them get better or be okay. Another demand we've said is maybe have like safety zones in the community.
Yeah, I love that idea too.
Yeah, where there's like people with disability, but anyone can go there. But the thing is, if it's safe for people with disability, often it's safe for everyone. And that's what we want. We want everyone to be safe, but we want to recognize that people with disability are often a target because they're easier to, like, I don't like to use the word vulnerable, but they're easier to hurt.
then a lot easier to take advantage of, Janet. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So also what would make it safer for the community is that if police and services in the violence prevention space would get training in disability and how people with intellectual disability can't always report in the same sort of way.
No.
And can't sort of remember or to report in a way that the police want them to report. So we've also demanded for better disability training. And Cameron was talking about a disability liaison officer. So at the police station, and that would help. So we've asked for different things, but those are the main things.
Yeah.
And Janet, I was just thinking that while you're talking that this really has a different effect in country areas than the city or the suburbs because there's not as many services in the country.
No.
And I think that's really important to think about as well.
Yeah. And I think the country has different issues about being inclusive and being safer for the future. And I think the country gets neglected a bit.
Yeah,
it's really up to the government to think of everyone in Victoria. Because everyone in Victoria counts and everyone deserves to be safe everywhere.
I wouldn't be surprised down the track, and I know I'm looking at the future here.
Yeah.
Everybody maybe wear cameras they can put on their clothes and that and that stuff, but that's only for the information, but it physically doesn't stop you from being attacked. So 50-50 about that idea. And I've got a couple more ideas about carrying a whistle on you. If you get attacked, you can blow the whistle. That may or may not bring you help, but alert something's going on.
Yes, it's another idea.
Yep.
There are these little devices that you can buy. They're like loud SOS kind of buttons. Like you push it and it makes a really loud sound and it can be heard for miles. That's another good way to stay safe in public.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've got a hidden disability lanyard that I wear around my neck quite often. Because people can see that I've got one disability, but they don't see that I've got more than one disability.
Yep.
Yes, and I've got one like that. I wear one like that a lot, and it also makes people aware, doesn't it? Which might help us stay safe.
Yeah, it's a sunflower lanyard and shows people that, you've got something going on that you might need more help with. So I actually really like that I wear it. It's quite good.
Well, another thing to add, I'm going away for Christmas and I'll be wearing my lanyard around when I go to the airport. I've never worn it before to get support when I go to the airport.
Well, I wear it everywhere, whenever I go out.
Just a thought for people if you travel.
Oh, yeah, you've got to do that, Skye. We'll be right back after the happy song by the Reinforced Self-Advocates.
Happy is the way I am, like I've won a grand slam. Happy in my life, no trouble and strife. Happy makes my world go round. Happy is my stable ground. In my final hour, happy will always be my power. take them to your favorite coffee place. See that smile grow on their face. Happy makes me feel good, like I promised to you it would. Today I feel great, I think it must be fate. Reinforced has given me true mate. Come on, give it a go. Feel your body glow. Think what makes me happy, no, not snappy. Happy! Happy is the way I am. Like I've won a grand slam. Happy in my life, no trouble and strife. Happy makes my world go around.
I'm happy because everyone's here.
I'm happy just being me.
I'm happy because Reinforce is the best. They're the greatest group. I'm really happy with Reinforce.
Well, I'm happy because I'm here today. I haven't been part of Reinforce for nearly 2 years, but I'm happy to be here today.
We're happy to have you, Greg.
I'm happy around my daughter.
I am happier because I can tap tap with the music that we play.
I'm happy to be here and happy to be here with all my friends from Reinforce.
I'm happy being here with all my friends.
I'm happy when it's peaceful.
I'm just happy when everybody is happy.
I'm happy around positive people.
I'm happy as being free as a bird and with the Indigenous people too, on me being Indigenous as well.
I'm happy because I'm here at Ross House.
I'm happy because I'm here at Reinforce.
The song you just heard was the Happy Song by the Self-Advocacy from Reinforce. The song was chosen because it is International Day of People with Disability, and people with disability created this song.
Yeah.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR, 855 AM. 3CR digital and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Nothing about us without us.
Today we are talking about the International Day of Person with Disability. And our show is called A Happier, Safer, Inclusive Future for All.
My name is Janet Curtin, and I am the coordinator of VSAN, the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. I am also a member of PEACE, which is Power and Culture and Equality, and we are a group of people run by and for people with disability from non-English speaking backgrounds.
I'm Chris from Habersay Bendigo. How can the government make the community safe and more inclusive for us in the future?
Well, I think, Chris, after working on the campaign and seeing what's out there, and it's very, I think it's a very hard system for someone to actually find help. You have to go through a few hoops, and it's not like a direct number. You get referred everywhere. But I think a good way that the government could help is to make it easier for people with disability to report and get the help that they need, because at the moment it's not easy. It's a bit complicated. It's a bit hard. And also, I think the obvious way that the government can help and make things happier and more inclusive and safer is to work with self-advocacy groups.
Yes,
absolutely. Right.
So that's one of our demands, to work with self-advocacy groups around issues that affect us. So nothing about us without us. And you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and it's really hard to find people with disability that have lived experience of violence, I found, that would speak out. So maybe if they're speaking out in the self-advocacy group, you're getting that lived experience without it being so confronting. VSAND has asked the government to work with self-advocacy groups.
Mm.
That's how they can make it safer and happier for people with disability. Because at least then we know that the information that we give them comes from the person with a disability. And I think it's very important that we listen to victim survivors as well and lived experience, because they've lived it. So we should not go in there thinking we know what help they need.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that what should happen is with the self-advocacy groups, those self-advocacy groups would invite someone from the government to come and talk about their problem with feeling unsafe in the community, and then they can work on it from there. And maybe like someone from the local council who represents the government that way.
That is a really good idea, because then the government's just not assuming how we all work. Like, they will actually sit there and listen to what we're dealing with and how unsafe we are in public, instead of just assuming things.
Yep.
That was actually really, really good thinking there.
Yes, absolutely. Well done.
I was just thinking too that I've heard of these like information exchanges, or like a central phone number you can call if you're not sure where to go to about a certain issue, and then and then you could describe the situation that you've come across, and then the person, the information exchange person, can tell you, okay, that sounds like you might need to report it to the police, or you know, refer as like an information referral system.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, Sky.
Yeah.
I've just had another thought, you guys, is to have a special number which is specific for people with disabilities when in trouble. Everything put in your iPhones, iPad, and the works. So if you get into trouble, you can either ring that number on your phone. If you've got one of those watches, that's another idea.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. I think that should really be a good idea, and it should be set to ring on your watch by itself in an emergency. So it should do it if you really need it.
Or your mobile phone, if you've got one, it's a certain number that has in mind.
Yes, absolutely.
You can already share your location in location settings on your phone with certain people that you trust. So I've got mine shared with my sister and my support worker. And so they're able to look at where I am and they know where I usually go. So if it's they look at it and they think, oh, that's unusual, they can, you know, call me or
yep.
what's going
yep.
on if I'm in an unusual place.
Yep.
That's very, very good thinking because it's you just don't know like what's going to happen when you leave the house one day, Neil. But it's scary.
It is.
And we have the right to be safe and proud of who we are.
Exactly right, Michael. Yeah.
We'll be right back after a few announcements.
One mate.
We know you love listening to 3CR, but we also know that many of you haven't downloaded the Community Radio Plus app yet.
The app lets you tune in anywhere and share the station with your friends.
So, show the love and share the love and search Community Radio Plus wherever you get your apps.
Nisambula vinaka na yadangu komereani galovakawasa. You're listening to 3CR's International Day of People with Disability broadcast.
Hi, I'm Elle Gibbs. You're listening to International Day of People with Disability on 3CR. Disabled people rock.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 8:55 a.m. Today we talked about a happier, safer, inclusive future for all. We may have talked about some stressful or targeting topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for some people listening today. If you need help to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline on 13 11 14. Beyond Blue on 1-300-224636 or speak to someone you trust.
We thank you for listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR on the 855 on the AM band.
You've been listening to a special 12-hour broadcast celebrating International Day of People with Disability 2025. Looking at people with disabilities' visions of a safer future for everyone. Catch us at our usual time slot next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Make sure to listen back to the full day's broadcast at 3cr.org.au/disability day 2025.
So come down to Parliament of Victoria on Spring Street at 11 o'clock and we're going to be speaking up to end violence everywhere and speak up for respect and safety for people with disability. We're going to be chanting all together and there's going to be speeches. And it's going to be a really powerful event to go to on International Day of Disability, which is today. What a great thing to go to. At 11 a.m. to 12:30 on the steps of Parliament House. Come. Come join us. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, good work.
Fantastic wording there, Janet.
And put your actions there too. Yeah.
Good one.
Fantastic words there, Janet.
Yeah. Well done, Janet.
I'd like to thank you, Janet, for spending your time and with us.
You're welcome. Oh,
very good.
I love raising your voices.
Yes. Thank you again, Jan. Very interesting to hear your words of wisdom from once experience of life. Thank you.
That's right. We want you back.
No, not wise at all.
Want you back for good.
not wise at all. Just learning. Just learning.
That's right.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody. Yep.
Thanks, Janet.
And as always, nothing about us without us.
That's right.
Too right.
Hey. Yep.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.